And from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Missouri senators won't reconvene until after the July 4th holiday to consider legislation on abortion. Republican Majority Leader Mike Kehoe announced today that the next Senate meeting is scheduled for July 6th, but he said that's a technical session and no work will be done. Republican Governor Eric Greitens called lawmakers back to the Capitol for the second time this summer to work on abortion policy. Greitens wants more regulations on the procedure, and he also asked lawmakers to undo provisions in a St. Louis ordinance that bans discrimination based on reproductive health choices such as abortion or pregnancy. Kehoe says Senate Republicans support those policies, but he said it's difficult coordinating lawmakers and staff over the summer to work on the proposed policy changes. And in more Jeff City news, Missouri members of the NAACP and others are rallying against legislation to make it more difficult to sue for discrimination. Roughly 40 people protested today at the Capitol and taped opposition notes outside Governor Eric Greitens' office. The bill is pending on Greitens' desk, and the Republican governor has not said if he'll allow the bill to become law or veto it. In part because of the bill, the state NAACP issued an advisory telling travelers to be careful while in the state because of a danger that civil rights won't be respected. Republican lawmakers and other supporters have argued enacting the legislation would improve the business climate in Missouri by cutting down on, quote, frivolous lawsuits. Senate Republican Majority Leader Mike Kehoe says Missouri is a welcoming state. The Missouri Supreme Court says it's constitutional to commit sex offenders to secure confinement after prison. In two rulings today, the High Court supported the Missouri law, which allows sexually violent offenders to be committed indefinitely to mental institutions. A man convicted of sodomy and a man convicted of rape challenged their commitments and the constitutionality of the law. A public defender for the men in separate court challenges argued the program is unconstitutional and makes release almost impossible. The public defender said no one has been released. Supreme Court judges said in the rulings that the program is not punitive and is meant to keep sexually violent predators from hurting others, as well as to provide treatment. The Family Health Center in Columbia will soon have a new CEO. Current CEO Gloria Kroll is stepping down from the position after nearly 22 years on the job. The new CEO will be Jack Kelly. He is currently serving as the chief operating officer for Family Health Center and has been with the organization for 7 years. Kelly says he was originally inspired to work in community health care after being a nursing home administrator for nearly 30 years.
And I saw what the lack of health care education and access to care and then poor preventive health services led to as far as long-term acute illness in patients. And I really... It was like losing my grandparents all the time, and I wanted to work at a level in healthcare where I could have an impact on that and change the trajectory of health in seniors.
Kelly says his goals as CEO are to continue to build on Kroll's legacy, keep the organization on pace with current healthcare trends, and maintain the organization's high quality of care.
Our mission is to, you know, provide primary medical, dental, and mental health to our community members. And if we can impact those areas, we can bring that person back to health as a whole person.
Kelly adds that in this time of uncertainty in healthcare, he is pleased to work for an organization like the Family Health Center that can meet the needs of all people, regardless of income. His first day on the job is July 1st. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.